towels, and that colored boy that cooked for me, he'd wash out his dish towels and hang them. There's a little line down there on the porch. He'd hang them out there on that line. He washed those himself. I had a washwoman for years and years here that washed my clothes. We didn't have washing machines.
Oh, where'd she wash them?
She took them to her house and washed them at her house. They had tubs and things to wash in. But in the last 10 years, they have bought washing machines that they can pull water in without having running water. See, don't very many of the colored people that live through here have running water in the house. They have a well or a spring, and they have to get it out that well and take it into the house.
But no, nothing they can turn off the water.
Huh?
They don't have any little thing they can turn off the water.
Well, some of them do now. They learn to do those kind of things and pipe it. But you've got to have force to get it to run into your house. You've either got to have a electric engine, pump, electric pump, an engine that pumps the water out of the ground if you're going to force it in your house. That's where we get it in here. We have two wells. They dug another well down here because it takes so much more water. And he's got an engine in both places. Got two kinds of water that they can put here in the house. The different wells dug so deep. They call it the new well in here the other day. The first well that we had salt and soda in it. And I liked it much better than I do the water to drink now. But it would eat up aluminum, crystallize on it. It had salt and soda in it. And it would, your grits and rice and things wouldn't be right white like they should be unless you put a little lemon juice. The first cook that cooked for me would come over here to cook supper when I first married. She'd bring a bucket of water with her from the spring and cook the grits, because when first married, everybody cooked a big supper. They had three big meals a day. And she'd come in the afternoon and cook grits and make hot biscuit, either fried chicken or whatever we wanted, or ham, steak, whatever you wanted for supper. Nothing's like it was years ago, nothing.
When the washwoman did your clothes, she took them away to her house?
You'd either, some washwomen, if they live too far on the plantation, I just send the clothes out on Monday morning, get them back on Friday afternoon.
What'd they carry the clothes in?
Huh?
What did they carry the clothes in?
We'd have clothes baskets made, very big old baskets this long. There's some nigger in the country always would make clothes baskets. If that one way out, you just get somebody to make you another.
What were some other containers that you had? Did you ever have any big round
tubs
or any?
No, I never did have any.
What about what flour would be in?
Huh?
What flour and grain and stuff like that would be in? What would you call a container like that?
Well, we had 10 cans, big old tin cans about that high and about that big around. We just put a sack of flour down in that and dip out of it on meal. Now, when I first married, I went to the store down on my husband's father's plantation down here, and we'd take the corn down there, and he had a mill down there. They just grind the corn because we fed dogs. We always had, I don't know how many dogs here, and they'd make a big whole cake every morning about that long and about that wide of bread to give those dogs. And that would be made out of the corn that was here on the place. Now everybody, nobody cooks anything for the dog, they buy dog feed, you see.
What exactly is a hoe cake?